Chazal in the Gemara give us three different etzes how a Yid can save himself from the pains of Chevlei Moshiach. Chazal tell us that before Moshiach is going to come, there will be difficult times, and there will be the birth pangs, painful period of Chevlei Moshiach. But a person can save himself from these birth pangs of Moshiach. And Chazal give us three different etzes. One etzah is to learn Torah. Another etzah is to be oisik in Gemilas Chasudim. And a third etzah is that he should be makpid on Oinig Shabbos, on the Seder Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, we've already given a share about Torah, about Oinig Shabbos. Today I want to concentrate on Gemilas Chasudim. So the Gemara Masechtas Sanhedrin in Daf Tzadik Ches Omid Beis says, "Shali Talmidav es Rebbe Luza." The Talmidim asked Rebbe Luza, "Mayas Udom v'yinutzel mechevloi shel Moshiach." What can a person do to save himself from the birth pangs of Moshiach? And Rebbe Luza answered them, "Yasek b'toyre." The Chofetz Chaim, in a letter, explains that the Gemara is not telling us that he should be oisik either in Torah or in Gemilas Chasudim. He has to do both. Ein terifa lehinutzel mahadin hakusha shel oisahi chevlei Moshiach. Writes the Chofetz Chaim, there's no way how we can escape the difficult Midas Hadin, which will be then, at that time, Ela al yedei Torah v'chesed yachad. Only if we have Torah and Chesed together. We need both of these things. Rabbi Chana Wasserman in his Sefer Kovetz Mamurim also repeats the same Yisod. Tzurich le Torah the Gemilas Chasudim Yachad Kedei Lehinutzel. We need both Torah and Gemilas Chasudim in order to be saved. However, this needs an explanation. How could it be that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in itself isn't strong enough, is not sufficient to save us? We know Talmud Torah Kenege Kilom. Torah is the greatest and the most important mitzvah. And Torah is Magna Matzla. Torah saves and protects. So how is it possible that for some reason Torah itself cannot save us? We need to come as well onto something else, onto Gemilas Chasudim. The Osher of a Rebbe was one of the great tzaddikim who lived 50, 60 years ago, a great gaon and tzaddik. And in his sefer, Be'er Moshe and Parshas Kisetze, he addresses this. And he writes that Torah can defeat the koyach of Esav. Esav's koyach is the middah of Gevira. They have strength. To overcome Esav, we need melchamto shel Torah. A Yid has to be oisik b'toira, ligan and toira, which is, that is in itself a type of melchoma, melchamto shel toira, and through that we can overcome the strength of Esav. However, says the Osher of a Rebbe, to overcome Yishmuel, for that we need to be oisik in Gemilas Chasudim. Begemilas Chasudim machniyim koicho shel Yishmuel. Carries on the Osher of a Rebbe, and he tells us the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Hei Amud Beis, tells us, Ashreyem Yisroel, happy or Klal Yisroel, bizman she'oiskim b'toira ivegemilas chasudim, when they have both Toira and Gemilas Chasudim. And then Yitzrom is Musa b'yudom. Says the Osher of a Rebbe, this is why the Gemara tells us that be'ikvus de Mashiacha, you want to be saved from Chevlei Moshiach, mayas udam v'yenutzel, Because before Mashiach is going to come, we are going to be faced with two adversaries, Esav and Yishmuel together. And when Esav and Yishmuel come together, we need to have both Torah and Gemilas Chasudim. And he finishes off and he explains, this is why Yaakov Avini, when he sends a message to Esav, he tells him in Parshas Vayishlach, Im lovon gati v'eicho ad ota v'yehili shoya v'chamoya. And he explains that shoya is meramez on Esav, chamoya is meramez on Yishmuel, they are am hadoyim lechamoya. Says Yaakov Avini to Esav, Esav, you're coming towards me with the koyach of Esav and the koyach of Yishmuel because you married Machlas Bas Yishmuel. However, I was oisik in Torah. I was oisik in Gemilas Chasudim. So therefore, vayehili shoya v'chamoya, I can overcome the koyach of Esav and Yishmuel. This is what the Osher of a Rebbe explains. But it still needs further explanation. Why is it that to overcome Yishmuel, we need Dafka to be Oisik in Gemilas Chasudim? Rabbeinu Bachai, in Parshas Vayera, on the Pusik Vayashkeim Avrum Baboike V'ikach Lechem V'chem Esmoyim, when Avrum Avini sent Yishmuel away, he gave him some bread and a jug of water. Asks Rabbeinu Bachai, Avrum Avini was a very rich man. Surely he could have easily given Yishmuel gold and silver and diamonds and other things. Why just merely give him a loaf of bread and a cup of water? Writes Rabbeinu Bachai, the answer is Sha'avrum Ruah B'mare HaNeviah. Avrum Avini saw in a vision of Neviah, Shasidim Bunav Lehishtabet Tachas Yishmuel, that his children are going to suffer at the hands of Yishmuel. V'chiyisni Oisam Sina Gedoyla, and Yishmuel are going to hate Klal Yisrael, a terrible and great sinner. She'ein Ima Ba'Oilam Shisoinim LeYisrael Kivnei Yishmuel. And there will be no nation in the world which will hate Klal Yisrael as much as Yishmuel. And therefore, Avrum Avini already then acted towards Yishmuel as if he is a soiner, and he gave him only bread and water. Like the Pusik tells us in Mishlei, in Perichov Ches, Im ruav soinacho, if your enemy is hungry, hachilei lechem, don't give him nice, good food to eat. Give him just a piece of bread. Vim tzoma, and if he's thirsty, hashkehi moyim. So Avrum Avini saw b'mara hanaviya, there will be no nation in the world which will hate Klal Yisrael as much as the B'nai Yishmol do. And Rabbeinu Bachai, at the end of the Torah, in Sefer Devorim, Perek Lamed, Pusik Zayin, repeats this Yisod again. And he writes there as follows. In Lushan HaKodesh, there are two words which one uses to describe an enemy. Either you can call him a soinei or an oyev. Writes Rabbeinu Bachai, what's the difference between these two terms? And he says as follows. An soine is somebody who, although he hates you, it can happen sometimes that yase al derech harachmunus. Sometimes there'll be a minute when he'll have rachmunus on you, like we see in Parshas Vayishlach, that when Esav met Yaakov, although halucha yediyah she Esav soine li Yaakov, at that particular moment, tells us Rashi, nichmeri rachamov. He had rachmunus. And he kissed Yaakov Ovini. That's a soina. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, Aval oyev, and somebody who's an oyev, he shebeliboy eva oilumis. There is an internal forever hatred. Lo yusim lo yirachamim. He will never have pity on him. Al zukin yachbid oiloi ma'oid. And even on an old person, an altayid, he will come down heavily without any feelings of pity or compassion. Like we've seen now, unfortunately, that the Hamas had no problem to capture old ladies in their 80s, young children only a few months old. Writes Rabbeinu Bachai, this is somebody who's an oyev. Because oyev comes from the word oy vavoy. Val shem shanoifel beyudoy, whoever falls into their hands, tsoyek, he cries out, oy vavoy. And then says Rabbeinu Bachai, emepnei shebnei yishmol kushem liyisul yoisa mibnei Esav. Because Yishmuel is a greater enemy to Klal Yisrael more than Esav, therefore they are called Oyev. And this is who Yishmuel are. Esav, they are Soina. Halucha yediyah she Esav Soina li Yaakov. Sometimes even Esav can have Rachmonus. And Oyev, Yishmuel, he has no Rachmonus. So we are faced now with an enemy, an oyev, who they are showing their terrible hatred to Klal Yisroel. No rachmunas, not on the elderly, not on the sick, not on babies even. The way how they killed Yidden with the most terrible achzurias. So when we are confronted with such a terrible display and manifestation of sinner, midah keneged midah, we have to increase in our gemilas chasudim. When we are faced with sinas Yisroel, the answer is that we have to be oyved, we have to work on ahavas Yisroel. This is our avoider in these days, to work on ahavas Yisroel, on achdus, and through that, we'll be able to overcome the sinas Yisroel of the Bnei Yishmuel. So, be'ikvus de Mashiacha, we are faced with Esav and Yishmuel together. And in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, the end of Perek Mem Dalet, tells us the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer that when Sancheirev came to attack Eretz Yisroel, all the nations of the world became very scared. And all the nations of the world got mixed up. Says the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Amulek nichnas lemidbar v'nisarvi im b'nei Yishmuel. That Esav and Amulek, they became one nation. And it's a pusik in Sefer Tehillim. Carries on the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Olei edoim v'yishma elim, moye v'hagrim, Gvol va'amoin va'amulek, peleshes im yoshei tse, gam ashen nilva imum. We see clearly the psikim mention, ole edoim, v'yishma'elim, and amulek. They've all become one. So, be'ikvus of the Mashiacha, we will be faced both with Esav and Yishmuel. And this is what Rashi and Zechariah and Perikei and Pusik Yidalef quotes a medrash, Re'isi b'medrash Tehillim, Shadalet Malchis Haluli Sheshibdi Bisul Kefilois Hoyi. That the four gulias which Klal Yisrael are going to undergo are all going to be doubled. Bovel v'kastim, Mudai poras, Antiochus emoikdim, and the fourth one is the present gulias, Edoim v'Yishmuel. So to overcome this double gulis, we need Torah and Gemilas Chasudim. We already explained in a previous shir, this is why we learn out from the Pusik, Vayikach Esav is Mochlas Bas Yishmuel. That's where Chazal learn out that Yaakov Avini went to be Nitmam in Yeshiva for 14 years, That's the eitzer. That's the answer. Yasik b'toyre to the chevle Moshiach. But that's only half of that gemura. Rebbe Luzer told his talmidim yasik b'toyre iver gemilas chasudim. We need to understand, where do we see, where do we learn out from that Yaakov Avini was also oisik in gemilas chasudim, and thereby showed and taught Klal Yisrael, this is what we need to do in order to overcome the koyach of Esav and Yishmael. So in Parshas Vayetze, it's written that Yaakov Avini came to Har Maria, Vayifka Bamukim, Vayulin Shom, and when he woke up in the morning, tells us the Torah, Vayida Yaakov Neda Leimoi. Yaakov Avini wakes up and he makes a neda. Imiela kimimudi, Vishmarani b'derech hazeh shonoi chehoylech. V'nusen li lechem lechel, ibeged lilboish. And the boyish is going to give me food to eat and clothes to wear. V'shavti b'shume beis uvi v'oya shamli lelekim. Then, says Yaakov Avini, v'oevan azoysa shesamti matsevi beis lekim. And he finishes off, v'choy lashe titanli. And everything which you give me, ase asreni loch. I will take a masa and give you a masa from whatever I have. The Gemara in Masechtes Ksibas in Dafnin Aleph tells us a halucha. If a person wants to give more than a tenth to tzedakah, he's allowed. You can give up to a fifth of all your possessions to tzedakah, but not more. Why are you not allowed to give more? Tells us the Gemara, Hamavazvas al yivazvas yoisa mechoymesh shema yitztarech lebriyos. A person is not allowed to give more than a fifth. Perhaps through that he will become poor and he'll have to come on to other people. Says the Gemara, where do we learn this out from? Omer of Nachman v'teimer Rav Acha b'Yaakov, Maikru v'choy lashe titen li ase asreni loch. We learn this out from Yaakov Avini. Yaakov Avini said a double lushoin, v'choy lashe titen li ase asreni loch. Whatever you give me, ase asreni. I will give you not just merely a tenth, I will give you a fifth. We see even Yaakov Avini didn't offer to give more than a fifth. So says the Gemara, from here we learn out, it's not correct. One's not allowed to give more than a fifth of one's possessions to tzedakah. Asked one of the very great tzaddikim, Reb Heschel Liske, he was the Rebbe of Reb Shaila Kestira, Zchisom Yugen Aleini, asks the Rebbe Heschel Liske in his Sefer Ach Pri Tevia in Parshas Terima a gewaltige question. Where do we see here from Yaakov Avini that's forbidden to give more than a fifth? All we see from Yaakov Avini is that he made a neder, being machayev himself that he's going to give a fifth. It could be that he was going to give more than a fifth. But a neder, also neder, he was only mekabel on himself to give a fifth and not more. How do we see from here that it's forbidden? One may not give more than a fifth. Zug the Rebbe Reb Heschel Liske, a gewaldi gewalt. And here you see where his Talmud Mivik, Reb Shaila Kestira, who was so famous for his midah of tzedakah and chesed, where he received this derech and avoidus Hashem from. Said Reb Heschel Liske as follows, Chazal were medayik this from the words of the Pusik. Yaakov Avini said, V'choy lashet titen li, all that you give me, ase asreni loch, I will give it away as a maaser. Al pi diktik, the Pusik should have said, in from all that you have given me, I will give away a masa. But when it's written, and all that you've given me, it's mashma That he's saying, all that you've given me, I'm going to give it all away. Well, then how's it fit in? I'm only going to give a mass. I'm only going to give a tenth or a fifth. Said Rabbi Heschel Liske, what Yaakov Avini was saying is as follows. Rabbein Shloilem, please give me lechem lechoil, a beged lilboish. V'choil asher titen li, everything which you give me, I'd love to give it all away. I don't need anything for myself. Everything I'm asking is only that I can help other people. For myself, I don't need, I don't want anything. V'choil asher titen li, all that you give me, aser asrani lach, I want to give it all away to Stoker. So the question is, so why then did he only offer a fifth? He should have given more than a fifth. If that's why he's asking for lechem lechad the begel ilboish in order to give it all away, so why didn't Tiktaka give it all away? Why did he keep back the most for himself and only give away a fifth? From this, Chazal learnt out, a person is only entitled, is only allowed to give away a fifth. But Yaakov Avini here taught Klal Yisroel that a Yid, this should be his root sign. The root sign of a Yid is, I want to help others. I want to give away everything to help other Yidin. Everything which I'm doing, everything which I'm working, it's not for myself. I'm doing it to help other Yidin. I once heard from the Boyana Rebbe Shlita, Al Derech Zeh, a gewalti gewalt. It's written a bit late in the Pusik, in the Pasha, that when Yaakov Avini arrived in Churon and he met Ruchel for the first time, shteit in the Pusik vayisus koiloi vayefk, he lifted up his voice and he cried. And Rashi explains the reason why he cried was because he came with yodayim reikunios. He came empty-handed because Eliphaz on the way had robbed Yaakov Avini of all his possessions. And there was nothing. He had nothing. So he came empty-handed. So Yaakov Avini cried that he was unable to give any presents to Ruchel. So the Biyana Rebbe Shlita told me as follows. He says, we learn out from this a Moedik Yesod. When should a Yid cry? When does a Yid need to cry? When he's unable to give to others. That's when a Yid needs to cry. There are people who cry when they don't receive presents. However, from here we learn out a Yid has to cry when he can't give presents. When you're unable to help others, that's when a Yid really needs to cry. Yaakov Avini teaches Klal Yisroel. What does this mean, Gemilas Chasudim? Gemilas Chasudim means to live for others. Gemilas Chasudim means to think about others, to help others. And if Chas V'Shulim a Yid is unable, that's when one really has to cry. And when a Yid comes to this Madrega, then we can ask Reboin Shloilem, just like I don't want to be a dime recunius. I want to help other Yidin. Please Hashem, midah keneged midah, mufanecho malkeini, reikom al teshiveni. Don't turn us away empty-handed. Please Rabboin Shloilem, please help us. Don't turn us away empty-handed. We know it's rapidly approaching the days of Chanukah. And on Chanukah, besides the mitzvah of lighting the menorah, we find a special inyan. There's a special inyan to be marba then in Limud HaTorah and to be marba in Tzedakah. These two mitzvahs, Limud HaTorah and Tzedakah, sitting in the Mugen Avrom already, and then the Bach, and many, many Sforim, these are the two great inyanim of Chanukah. Explains the Bedit Shavaruv as follows. We know Chanukah is a Zman, shteit in the Sach Sforim, becomes revealed the Oy HaGunis from Mashiach. We don't know what this means, but we are preparing ourselves for Mashiach. The Sforim write, when we light the menorah, this is a Hachuna for Orachti Ner le Mashiachoi. I'm preparing a Ner ready to greet Mashiach. So writes the Bedichi Veruv, the Pusik tells us in Yeshaya, Tzion b'mishpat tipuda v'shaveyo b'tzduka. The avoid of Chanukah is to get ourselves ready to greet Mashiach, and therefore we have to be marba yasik b'toira ivigamilis chasudim. We have to concentrate and focus on these two in Yunim. The Malban tells us another place where we find how Yaakov Avini teaches us the important middah of having achdus in Klal Yisrael. When Yaakov Avini arrived in Har HaMoriah, it's written in the Pusik, V'yikach ma'avnei hamukoim. He took from the stones, V'yusem merashoisov. He wakes up in the morning, and he takes his stone, and he puts it as a matseva. And he says, Uch en yesh Hashem b'mukim azeh, V'noichi lo yodati. V'yikach es hoeven ashesom merashoisov, V'yusem oisem matseva. Tells us the Malbim that Yaakov Ovini, whatever he did, Masa Ovois is Simon Labunim. And this last Gulis is Keneged Yaakov Ovini, which is why Yaakov Ovini was Masakin Tfilis Mariv, because Gulis is Doima to Laila. Yaakov Ovini is preparing Klal Yisrael what we need to do in Gulis and how to get out of the Gulis. V'yan shegulizeh hoya ba'ovoin sinas chinam. Because this gulis, the Beis Hamikdash, was destroyed because of sinas chinam, v'efsha, and it's impossible, shigali, that we should be redeemed only when we are come back together as one nation. Rak acha, she is achdi legoy echod. Lezeh usaloy simen. Yaakov Avini made a simon, and Yisachti hu avunim shifteka le'evan echad. That will be a sign that we are able to go out of the gulas. So ve'yikach ma'avnei hamukim. Yaakov Avini took from all the stones. He wakes up in the morning and he sees that all these 12 different stones have become united into one big stone. Says Yaakov Avini, Manoira hazeh, ein ze ki im beis Elokim. Explains the Malbim. Chazal tell us, loy kavrum shekuroi ha, v'loy ki Yitzchok shekura suda, ele ki Yaakov shekura bayis. Avrum Avini referred to the place as Ha HaMoriah. Yaakov Avini v'yelech lo siach basuda. Yaakov Avini refers to it as a bayis. This is a place where Yidden can live in a house, not out in the open. When Yaakov Avini saw how all the stones had came united, he said, "Now we can have a beis Elokim, and ye muchan leshivtoi oilumim. This is going to be forever the beis Hashem. V'ye shah shemayim." Yaakov Avini is teaching Klal Yisrael, if we want to merit having the Beis HaMikdash to come back, this is only when we have all the stones uniting together as a Evan Echad. And the Zelba Yisod writes, Mazayda the Chotkiv Rebbe, in a Torah, on the Yutzat of his Zayde, the Mezid Shemagid. And he writes there as follows, that one of the main Yisoides, which the Baal Shem Tov and the Mezid Shemagid sought to give over to Klal Yisrael, was the Yisod of Achdus. And there should be an Ava and an Achdus between all Yidden. And the Mezid Shemagid, before his Petira, told his Talmidim, Bunai, my sons, Re'iva Hashkichi Asher Ahava V'Achva Amitis Tishroi Beinechem. You must ensure there's going to be between you a Emesa Ava and Achdus. V'Oz, And then will be fulfilled the pusik, a pusik in Eiv and Perek of Gimel, v'hi be'echad, when Klal Yisrael are united as one, imi yeshiveni, who will be able to overcome us? Adds on the Chotkiv Rebbe, and I say that even nowadays, after they have shown us the right derech, if only there was more achdus in Klal Yisrael, it would be so much easier to be mashpia to Klal Yisrael, all they need and all that they require. But if we're lacking achdus, there's no way how we can achieve that. And then adds on the Rebbe, this is what Yaakov Avini was teaching Klal Yisrael. He came to Har Moriah, tells us Rashi, that the stones started to squabble, to argue one with the other. His chile merivois zem zem. They were arguing. Everyone said, olai yaniach tzadik es roishoy. Until they became shuloim, and they became one big stone. And then when they became one stone, Yaakovini was zoicha to this Mara Hanavia, and he said, Ochen yesh Hashem b'mukim azeh. Says the Rebbe, as long as the stones were arguing, there was no way how Yaakov Avini could have this Mara Hanavia to see that there's going to be one day the Beis HaMikdash. After they made peace between themselves, then Yaakov Avini was zoicha to the Mara Hanavia. In Medrash Tanachima, the beginning of Parshas Nitzovim, Chazal tell us as follows. If a person takes a whole bundle of sticks and he tries to break them, Shema yuchal l'shabrim b'vas achas, is it possible to take 20, 30, 40 sticks and break them in one go? No way. V'il enoitel achas achas, if you take each stick by itself, each stick individually, afilatinoik meshabram, even a child can break them. Says the Medrash, v'chein atamoitze, this is what we find by Klal Yisrael. She'ein Yisrael negulem, ad shikilom agido achas. Klal Yisrael cannot go out of gulis until we are all joined together as an agido achas. We all come together, we're united as one. Shenema, a pusik in Yermia and Perek Gimel, Bayumem Oheima, Ivaesahin im Hashem, Yavoyi b'nei Yisrael, Ivanei Yehida, Yachdov. When Klal Yisrael are all united, Yachdov, Keshem Agidim, Mekablim, Pnei Shechina. Yaakov Avini wants to teach Klal Yisrael, when we are faced with the Chevlei Moshiach, we want to overcome Esav and Yishmuel. We need to be Agidim Yachdov. We need to be united together. We need to think one about the other. We need to do Tzedukah one to the other. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, in Daf Kif Lamed Tes Omed Aleph, Oma Ila, Ein Yishalayim Nifta Ela Betzduka, Shenema Tziyim B'mishpat Tifuda V'Shaveya B'Tzduka. V'Shaveya, if we want to make sure that those who are Lider, those who are unfortunately B'Shevi, B'Shivya, they are in captivity in Gaza, we want that they should be set free, they should be released. Tells us the pusik v'shaveyo b'tzedukah. When Klal Yisrael is marbe b'tzedukah, either gemilas chasudim, this is how we can overcome the koyach of Yishmuel. Every Monday and Thursday, we say in davening, straight after Kriyas HaTorah, a few different yehirut signs. We ask Rabbi Shem to have Rachmunas on Klal Yisrael. And then we finish off the final piece just before Ashrei. And we say, Acheini kol beis Yisrael, hanesinim batzura ivashivya, and so on. And the first Belzeruv, the Sar Shulam, Schisse Jugend Aleini, hat gefragt a gewaltige Kasche. Why does this particular paragraph not start off with the words Yehi Rutzoin, like the previous paragraphs all started off with Yehi Rutzoin? This is the only paragraph which doesn't start off with Yehi Rutzoin. And the question is why? So said the Belzeruv as follows. Because this paragraph starts off and says, Acheini kol beis Yisroel. All of Klal Yisroel are Acheini. We regard the whole of Klal Yisroel as our brothers and sisters. Acheini kol beis Yisroel. And when a Yid comes to that Madrega, that he can say that all of Klal Yisroel is Acheini, we don't need to ask that it should be a Eis Rutzoin. We don't need to say, Yehi Rutzoin, please Hashem, let it be a Eis Rutzoin that my tefillah should be listened to. Because if when we are Ba'achtas together, and all of Klal Yisroel we are regarding as our own brothers, then it is a Eis Rutzoin. Unfortunately, we know there are lots of machloikas in Klal Yisroel. People who don't get on one with the other. People, for one reason or another, don't talk one with the other. People who are beleidigt, family quarrels. Very difficult and upsetting to hear. And when we ask these people, they are very quick to give us what they believe is a valid reason justifying their behavior. Now, Chazal tell us, Take, Al todenes chavecho ad shetagia lemekoymoy. So it's very hard for an outsider who doesn't understand what's been going on to be able to criticize and say something. However, in this time, when Klal Yisroel needs such rachmei shemayim, what can a person do? How can he possibly overcome this difficult nisoyen and make peace? So there is a gewaldige Wort, which one of the Sadigei Rebbes was called the Avi Yaakov, was one of the Gedoyle Yisroel 70, 80 years ago, writes in his Sefer, an Avi Yaakov. And he says as follows. The Gemara Masechtas Bruchas and Daf Lamed Aleph or Med Aleph tells us, Lo yiputa uda machaveroi, a person shouldn't take leave of his friend. The Gemara literally speaking about a person's going on a journey and you're saying bye-bye. So don't take leave of your friend. Lo yimitoich sicha, v'lo yimitoich schoik, v'lo yimitoich kalas roish, v'lo yimitoich tvurim betelim. Don't take leave of your friend with silly, nourisher words. How should you take leave of him? Ela mitoich dvar halucha. But tell him a dvar halucha. Shemitoich kach zoichrei. Because through this, he will remember this dvar halucha. And when every time he remembers this dvar halucha, he will remember you. This is the pusha pshat in the Gemara. Said the Sadigei Rebbe, sometimes we see Yidden who've taken leave one from the other. They can no longer speak one to the other. So tells us Chazal, when one comes to such a situation, that person feels he's justified in having a machloikus, in not speaking with somebody else, ignoring him, doesn't want to know him. So lo yiputa uda mechaveroi. Don't take leave of him, ela mitoich dvar halucha. Only with the dvar halucha. Which halucha are Chazal referring to? So Rashi, in this week's Parsha, in Parshas VeYishlach, tells us, there's a famous halucha, the halucha yodia, the well-known and well-established halucha. Omer Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Halucha hi beyodia she'esav soina liyakov. When we are faced with this terrible sinner from the goyim around the world to Klal Yisrael. The halacha yediya she'esav soyne liyakov tells us, Chazal, if you feel you can't anymore speak to your friend and you want to take leave from a fellow yid, the eitza is only take leave mitoich halacha yediya. Look in the situation around us. Look at this halacha yediya she'esav soyne liyakov, and how Klal Yisrael needs all this chisim and all the rachmim that we can get. And when you are misboinen in this halacha, mitoich kach zoich rei, you'll suddenly realize, as this person is not so bad after all, he's not so terrible. And then you'll be able to make up. The Rebbeinu Shlom Zaltaka Helfen, as in Dames Chis, from Yidden who have seen now come together throughout the world, so many tefillahs being davened, so many mitzvahs and ma'asim toivim are being performed. We are coming to a matzav of vacheini kol beis Yisrael. The Boi Shem Zaltaka Helfen, as those Yidden who oimdim batzura bein bayom and bein bayabusha, those Yidden who are b'shivya hamukim yirachim aleihem, v'yotziyei mitzul levucha mafeila oira m'shibid legila hashto bagula v'zman kurev, V'noima, Omein.